Hey everyone, welcome back to A Life of KG. Today on the show, I have Elva all the way from Australia. She specializes in luxury branding. So in the podcast, we've talked about personal branding and business branding, but today we're going to talk about luxury branding. And she helps businesses scale and attract that high-end client that we all want. So without further ado, here she is.
Hi guys, my name's Ola Goldsmith. You may have seen me on Dragon's Den with my hair business. I'm now helping hair and beauty business owners grow their business faster with my affordable private members group. At just £7 a month, you can cancel anytime. You'll get access to a private members portal full of resources, training, cheat sheets, and so much more. Plus you'll get access to my private Facebook group where I'll deliver live coaching each and every month. So what are you waiting for? Sign up today.
Elva, welcome to the Life of KG. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Katie. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. All the way from Australia.
Yes, Melbourne, Australia.
I love that. I love Australia. It's one of my favorite places. So can you give us a little intro on what you do?
Yes, sure. I'm a luxury branding coach. I specialize in helping female coaches and founders create a luxury brand that truly reflects the iconic essence of who they are, so they can become iconic in their field, increase their influence, impact, and income.
I love that. We talk loads about branding on this podcast, and there's lots of different ways of branding, personal branding, like your actual business branding, but you specialize in luxury branding. So what does that exactly mean for our listeners?
Such a good question. I love talking about what does first luxury mean and what does luxury brand mean. For me, a luxury brand is not about just Dior or Chanel. It's actually about standing your high worth and owning your ability to lead and inspire. I say it's about really embodying high frequency and high level transformation yourself, and then extending it to your clients. And luxury branding is about acknowledging your own mastery at what you do, creating at the highest level, and also claiming a high value for what you do. And I also believe luxury is the freedom to choose. As it's another way of divine source expressing beauty in this world, it can be just a feeling or more expensive way of expressing yourself in the world. And when I talk about luxury branding, I say luxury takes time, but once you build a luxury brand, it becomes timeless. That is what all luxury branding about.
I love that. It's something that we've started bringing more and more into my personal business, and seeing the growth that we're doing with that is really exciting. But what made you build a business from this? What was you doing before you got into business?
Yeah, I always like to say my story is kind of from a good girl for my parents. Then I kind of gradually discover who I am. So I was growing up actually in Shanghai, China, being a good girl for my parents, and also played so-called successful daughter living in the successful corporate world. But that life was never meant for me. So actually, I packed my bag, left my hometown, and moved to Australia by myself, and hoping the world would be different, but it wasn't, because I was the same. So every day in my office cubicle, I continued playing that good girl. And I was doing business advisory with high net worth individuals, but I kept playing safe, kept down. But deep down inside of me, I know I longed for something different. So I would say my life was forever changed when I was introduced to the wonderful world of female entrepreneurs at a business networking event. I feel like it's kind of a Tiffany box from the universe to me. I saw beautiful, wise female entrepreneurs running their business with a lifestyle to match. So I started my business as a side hustle, decided to go for it. But actually, it wasn't all smooth sailing. And I quickly realized the mistakes of still trying to be a good girl in the business world. What I mean by that is I followed all what other people are doing. I signed program after program, trying to get my hands on the so-called the golden business strategy that promised six-figure months. And I hired coaches after coaches and trying to find what was wrong with me, trying to fix me. But after spending almost like multi-five figures and business still didn't take off as I wanted, I really feel exhausted and tired. And it was my pivot moment when I had to make a decision whether to keep playing that good girl identity or up-level my game instead. So from there, things starting to shift. I crowned myself as a luxury branding queen and really unapologetically owning my desire for luxury instead of worry about what people will think of me if I declare myself as a in the luxury expert and what people will judge me. Will I be seen as shallow or superficial? When I overcome these limiting beliefs and really unapologetically owning my desire and define what I mean by luxury and owning my talent in the luxury branding and hire mentors to support me rather than fixing me to work on my identity, vibration, and energy, and things starting to shift. And looking back right now, I'm running my luxury branding boutique and selling luxury offers with ease and working with my dream high-end quality clients because at that time, I work on my identity and also energetically. So besides the business success, I feel now I'm fully aligned with the version of me that truly embodies what I see is true luxury, beauty, and freedom I was seeking. I always say, I'm the mirror. I attract at the level I'm being. If I want to attract those things, beauty, luxury, freedom, I have to embody it first. So I call myself a luxurypreneur, not only build a luxury brand, but also embody and embrace the essence of luxury in my brand. What I mean is I craft a really high-end exclusive experience for my clients while also creating a lifestyle that reflects elegance, sophistication, and opulence for myself. And I prioritize quality, exceptional service, and really pursue the mastery, the beauty in every aspect of my brand and business.
And I can see that your luxury branding is behind you as well. Anyone watching this on YouTube, see your back end is just beautiful. So a lot of that was a lot of inner work for you, wasn't it? Mindset work for you to be able to step out and do what you really wanted to do in business.
Yes, definitely. That's why when I help my clients, my approach also is very holistic. I incorporate the inner work, which is mindset, the outer work, which is luxury branding strategy and visuals, and higher work, which is about feminine energetics.
Because I guess a lot of people, I know you mentioned it just a moment ago, but when people say luxury and designer brands and high end, sometimes they'll think, oh, well, she's got loads of money. Or what does she think she is because she's all designer and stuff like that? But I guess that's, we've just got to love what we love and not care about what anyone else thinks. Was that a real hard thing for you? Because I know, I think a lot of people don't put, for example, on social media, I don't think a lot of people put across on social media what they've got, what they buy, what they enjoy, because they're so scared about what other people are thinking of them.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about what energy you carry and what's your intention. Two women can carry the same Hermes bag, but the energy can be totally different. One is trying to prove her wealth and trying to get approval from others. The other is truly appreciate the quality of the bag and embody the higher worth in herself and live her beautiful life. And the two different energy will attract two different kinds of people, and you can feel the energy straight away.
You guys that know me know that I love my supplements. It is a must as part of my lifestyle. And I personally use Sky Premium Life. They have a huge range to choose from. So no matter what you're kind of looking for, I'm pretty sure they're going to have. But I personally use the collagen and the hair supplements. And the difference in my skin and hair is absolutely incredible. They are super reasonable, so go and check them out. And if it was something that you also wanted to reach out, you can do that within your businesses. So we've recently brought them within the salon too, so our clients can then buy from us. But you can still just use it yourself, or you can use it in your business. So go and check them out. And there is also a 15% discount code below in the show notes. I totally agree with that. Your family, are they on board with you now you've come out of the good girl phase?
I'm very grateful. They very supportive. Although they still live in Shanghai, China, but I feel they're with me every day, and we have like WeChat video call every week, and they support what I do, and they're truly happy for me.
Oh, that's beautiful news. What made you go to Australia then, out of the whole of the world?
Yeah, because at that time, Melbourne was ranked number one, the most livable city in the world. So I was so curious and wondering what Melbourne would look like.
Oh, and you haven't gone back.
Yes, I love here.
Oh, that's great. So going on to some teaching, you have an award-winning formula that you have to create a luxury brand and four essentials that you need to be able to do this. Could you tell our listeners a little bit more about this so they can maybe bring luxury into their business?
Sure, I would love to talk about that. So there are four essentials. The first of all, we already briefly mentioned, is you have to cultivate your luxe mindset, because your luxury brand starts with having abundance mindset towards money, wealth, and luxury. If you see money and luxury as something bad, you cannot truly embody it. If you want to create a stylish and luxury outer world in your brand, you must begin to cultivate your inner world with abundant thought that aligned with your brand. Every thought in your mind is a creation, and your belief shapes your brand, and people can feel your energy, and people can feel your content. So the luxury mindset is the first step, the first essential to really unlock the abundance, the luxury potential in your brand, and helping you attract those high-end luxury clients. And the second essential, once you have a beautiful luxury mindset, is to starting discover what is your luxury factor and luxury essence in your brand. Because an emotional connection to the client or customer is the factor that distancing a luxury brand from mass market brand. Your premium clients don't buy what you do, they actually buy why you do it. Your vision, your desired feelings, your core values, these are all the essence of your luxury brand. So if you're listening to or watching this podcast, I want you to think about, what is your vision? What do you desire to feel? What are your core values? Just as I mentioned previously, when I embody my desire for luxury and define what luxury means for me, it actually helped me attract my clients and build my luxury brand. You get to choose how you want to show up in the world. That is really authentically you. And your brand values really need to in line with who you are. And we want to build a brand not only reflect where you have been or where you are now, it's actually we want to build a brand can carry you to the future you want to go and reflect your higher self. So once you identified what's your core values, desired feelings, and anchoring that in your energy, people can feel that through the content you're creating every time you show up. And also in my signature luxury brand process, the model, I help my clients create their signature luxury brand perfume formula that is made of your unique brand essence and luxe factors. So I'll briefly explain it due to the time. Just like a perfume, it have the base note, the heart note, and the top note. So just like the top note of the perfume, your luxe factors set first impression and are the scents that people detect first. Their function is to attract. They are what makes your perfume alive and results in a really unique sense experience. So your luxury factors, just like the top note of perfume, attract your clients and audience to you and make you stand out. Then is the heart note, is what you're really good at, what you do, is your creme de la creme expertise, is your luxe flair. That is your heart note of your perfume. Just like for any perfume, the foundation of any perfume lies in its heart note, which makes about approximately 40 to 80% of the total scents. Because of the heart note, the fragrance takes on shape and volume. So your creme de la creme expertise and what you're really good at doing and help your clients transform is the foundation of your essence. And then is the base note. Your luxe foundation, your why, Your values, just like the bass note, is the ultimate function that really provide a lasting impression of the fragrance. It's your purpose, it's your legacy. That's your bass note of your luxe perfume. So both your heart and the bass note work together to really deepen your luxe factor, which you attract the clients in the first place, and then they get to know you, and really you make a lasting impact through your purpose and legacy. So that's, I really love working with my clients, creating their unique luxe perfume formula to really highlight their luxe factor and build a different notes to really build their legacy and their brand. So that's the second essential part. The third essential part is your luxury brand image and visuals. Although branding is not just merely image, colors, front, but that's really big a part of it. People can make impression within first 7 seconds based on your visuals and images. It really has a huge impact on our emotions and really directly determines the connection your clients have with your brand. So when you create your brand image and visuals, you need to inline it with your brand essence. I have a quiz to help my clients determine which is their fan brand personality. Are you a creative, a goddess, or healer, or queen? Just like, imagine Four Seasons has its own distinct personality. Your brand archetype has its personality as well. And your brand image and visuals need to authentically and truly reflect the unique personality of your brand. And the last essential part is live on brand. As a luxury femme, you are. Because we talked about all the inner work, the outer work, but the higher work is also a big part of it. If you want to truly attract your high-end clients and build a luxury brand, you have to live on brand first. So, for example, if you desire to go to Paris, if you adore Dior Couture, think about why you love it. Do you love it for its feelings of elegance, chic, feminine? And then think about what can you do to bring that feeling to your life, your brand right now. Maybe it's just put on Miss Dior perfume, or maybe it's just put on your lipsticks, or maybe it's just buy yourself a bunch of flowers. Whatever the little things are, do it to incorporate in your daily life that makes you feel and embody that feeling, that attributes of your brand. Let it permeate your life and brand. That is what living on brand are about. And when you do that, you attract your desired into your life and you attract your luxury clients into your life as well. So that's an essential part of all the four elements together will help you build your brand.
I love that. Thank you so much. On that last note, it just reminded me of something, because like living it yourself, I can't remember who it was I spoke to or listened to, but I'm sure it was a podcast. And they said about when you go into a hotel and you've got all the lovely linen and you get into this nice bed, or even when you go to the bathroom, you have the really nice towels, and when you shower and wash, like everything feels like amazing when you're in this hotel. And it's like, why don't we bring that back home? Why don't we have all the nice linens at home? Why don't we make sure our bath towels are like top spec? So every time we get into bed, we feel luxury. Every time we're having a shower or a bath, we feel luxury. And I was like, that's so true. Like, why don't we do that? Because we feel it when we go out, but then we come home, we're not really living it day to day.
Yeah, such a good example. Love what you shared. Yes.
Yeah, I loved that. I was like, oh, this is a good opportunity to get new beds in, new towels, and just really surround yourself in that luxury. I love that.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people will say, okay, well, high luxury, if you're teaching that, if we want to bring it into our business, then obviously there's going to be some type of price difference to what people are maybe charging now. So how would you advise to change their pricing if that's something they're worried about? Because I do know that is most probably a lot of people's worries.
Yeah, that's such a good question. I get to ask about this a lot, because it's actually our limiting belief stopped us in the first place. Every time I got asked about the pricing, I always have to go back with them to dig deep into what limiting beliefs they have about high pricing, about money, about charging that. Because I see actually a premium pricing model is not only necessary, but also spiritual if you want to truly build a long-lasting impactful luxury brand. Because premium pricing increases your clients' results because they value your service and heavily invested. If you want your clients to get results, they must be invested. And the more invested they are, the more likely they are to achieve the result you want. And if you care about your clients' result, you should get them as invested as possible. Also, luxury pricing, higher-end pricing allows you to invest the money back to make your service exceptional, to provide a truly luxury experience for your clients, pamper them, surprise them, delight them, gift them. And also you get the resources to invest in your own growth and build the best team, provide more value. So these are the reasons why I see luxury pricing is actually spiritual when you do it right. So if the listeners and the audience are watching this, I want you to think about what limiting beliefs stop you from creating a luxury pricing model or creating your luxury brand. Maybe it's because you're assuming charging more means other people will having less, or maybe you are undercharging your service because you want to win more clients, or maybe you're worried about what people will think of you, or maybe you make the assumption that if you charge those price, no people will buy. So all these are all our limiting beliefs. So we have to overcome those limiting beliefs and really rewire them, finding evidence to show they're actually not the fact or the truth, and then reaffirm what we truly believe in. And all these reasons I previously gave you is a good way to kind of like reaffirm the positive impact you can make when you charge. And I say it's not charging your worth because you are so worthy just because who you are, just because you are. It's more about charging what your offer's worth. Think about the transformation you deliver and what the value, what the impact it will create for your clients.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for giving up your time today. It's been really nice to see an insight into your life and what you've created and helping my listeners create a more luxury brand for them. Where can people connect with you?
Thank you for having me again, Katie. Sure. So my the audience can connect with me through my website, www.elvalee.com, or they can find me on my Instagram, elvalee.luxurybrandingqueen.
Amazing. We will put them in the show notes anyway, so that's easy to click for you guys. If you guys love this podcast and you learned lots on it, then please make sure you take a picture, put it on social media and tag us, and we would be very, very grateful. But again, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you again for having me.
Are you a trainer with a salon or an academy and would love to grow with government funding, but just need some help and support? Or maybe you're somebody that would like to start your own academy or even just train. Get in touch today with TMB to help you on this journey. See our link in the show notes.